Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back. Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Judy Glazer, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judith Glazer is our guest. She's the CEO of Benchmark Communications, the chairman of the Creating We Institute. She's the author of a number of books, many books, including Conversational Intelligence, including The DNA of Leadership. These are all books on how you and I communicate with each other and what she's learning about the brain and about the DNA and things some things, Judy, we can help, we can impact, and some things we can't impact. Personality people tell us that we can't change our personality.
Mm-hmm. Not true.
Well, that's
not
what
true.
They say. I'm going to have to get you guys on together.
Yeah, who's they? That's what I want to know. Is that God or is that?
No, I've got personality experts who say your personality once it's formed by the time you're say 6 years old, it's done.
No, and so what we know is that what
so you
they're
disagree
talking,
with them.
Oh, I do disagree.
Interesting.
And what they're talking about are patterns. Mm-hmm. So people believe that once a pattern is set, that pattern is there forever. So, like, what's an example? I always push back on the theorists that say, okay, well, this person, you know, is, what are they that you think is so unchangeable? Because epigenetics, which is the whole science of things changing, how we can change our genes in everyday life, and not only do we change them, but if we do especially change them, we will pass on a different set of genes to our kids. Mm-hmm. It's like a piano that they can play, right?
Right.
And we learn by using the keys, which keys play what music. And human beings have the ability to change the music.
So, all right. So you told us in the previous segment, that's basically what you said, that mm-hmm. that about half of our genes are fixed and about half mm-hmm. can be altered, our DNA. And so, which I'm still not sure I understand how all that works. But what I would like for you to do is tell us why we should care about this research out here in the marketplace.
Yeah. So, you know, there are all sorts of things. Everything from addictions, which are bad addictions,
right,
to addictions that are good addictions, right? So I work with companies and all sizes of companies. I do a lot of work with big companies. And in big companies, as in small companies, every company, people rise to the top because they're smart,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's natural, what would you call it? That's the natural process of what happens when we lift from, we study, we work hard.
Aspiration.
Aspiration, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. By the way, aspirations mean aspire to breathe,
mm-hmm.
and it's to breathe new life in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're designed to do that. That's change in and of itself.
Right.
So we often get addicted to things when we're good at them. Now, this is one of those patterns, and someone might say about a leader, that's a horrible leader, insensitive to people, you know, on the edge of narcissism, we can't keep them in our company, those kinds of things. And some might believe that person will never change. In fact, NBC had called me once to do a TV show with them on narcissists. And I had some that I was working with and bullies, and I had some that I was working with.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, the bullies and narcissists and their law firms and the legal counsel would not let them be on TV.
Wow.
Because, I mean, they were working on trying to change. And while it might take longer for some of these behaviors that are nasty, because when you're right and smart, it produces dopamine in your brain, and it rewards you, so you want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but
what
tell
we're
us,
learning.
Tell us as managers, give us something that we can take back today from this research that from as managers of people.
I'm going to give you three things that have been astounding, things that have changed the lives of people.
I got 2 minutes.
Okay, listen to connect, not judge or reject. Listen to connect. When we start to listen to connect with others, not judge, we shift the filtering system of the brain and we start activating the neurochemistry of connection and trust. It's fascinating. If people do what we call the 30-day challenge and really catch themselves when they start to judge another person, judging is everything from, I'm going to step in, they're not saying what's the right thing, I want to say it, to thinking that labeling people, when we notice how much we do that and we lower, down-regulate the amount of judgment that we have with people, the more people will start to grow right in front of our eyes and change.
I've in my long career, my long life, my ability to judge people correctly has not been good. I have made lots of mistakes in that area.
Oh, wow. Look how open and vulnerable. Now, you just bonded with me in a whole other level.
I'm just saying that I learned that judging is not something that I think we're as good at as we think we are. All right, number two.
Yep. And number two, ask questions for which you don't have answers. Most people, when you listen to them, are asking leading questions. You want to agree with me, don't you, is really what they're saying in disguise. When we ask questions for which we don't have answers, we're asking questions about what's going on inside of another person, and that makes them feel that we care about them. And candor and caring, again, activate the brain's, the love instinct inside of human beings. I don't want to tell people in business that love does or doesn't belong there.
And the most powerful one is, what do you think?
What of those two?
The most powerful question that you can ask that you don't know is, what do you think?
All right. What do you think? What's going on inside of you?
I need number three.
Number three is trust your instincts. Go back to that very, very old part of you. Let your Vons, we talked about, let that network activate a little bit. Trust it and start to, you know, live inside of a belief that there's depth inside of human beings, much more than the words that we use. My book, Conversational Intelligence, talks about the chemistry of conversations. Mm-hmm. It talks about how to connect better. It gives people rituals that they can use every day to bring people at work, in relationships, in their lives, closer together.
Didn't I tell you she was smart, ladies and gentlemen? Dr. Judith Glaser. Thank you, Judy, for being here. Good job. We always love having you here. Come back soon.
I sure will.
Judy Glaser, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.